producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, yesterday I started something that I did not finish up. I need to finish that up today, but before I do that, we're just going to kind of, we'll bring what we usually do at the forefront of the show to the end of the show if we have time, but I have so much information that I need to give to you, folks. In just a couple minutes here, we're going to get to MSN. Remember when I shared with you yesterday that MSNBC, not one time, not two times, not three times, not four times, and several different speakers came forward, folks, and they called themselves out. The shooters in California, folks, they called them the three actors. They said it four times. MSNBC, and I'm going to play that piece for you. And then what we're going to do, folks, because we got to remember, friends, that eyewitnesses saw three shooters in black that were white men. Okay? You know how I've shared with you in the past how they'll use people as a political battering ram, regardless of who they are, to implement a new world order? Well, that's exactly what they're doing. We're going to listen to Stephen D. Kelly, former CIA, NSA contractor, and we're going to actually take a listen as to what he said about what took place there concerning San Bernardino shooting and concerning what took place last week. But interesting stuff, folks. Very interesting stuff. And it's also interesting to note, folks, and I'm going to get back to this. I just got so much in front of me, and I got to stay course that we got to start rocking this right away. And by the way, if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Several of these articles that I'm going to highlight right now are posted by Tim Brown, senior editor. You can again go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, folks, what's interesting here is, and I've shared this with you in the past, but I want to bring the correlation just to show you the transparency of the state-controlled narrative, because we remember when Amber Lyon, the former CNN news anchor, she told the American people that she was ordered by CNN to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Barack Hussein Obama administration, and to construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. And so I want people to understand that what CNN did is they just gave voice. They put a microphone up to the terror organization called CAIR, C-A-I-R, and they had the audacity to call Donald Trump ineligible to become the president of the United States, as did I heard the spokes clown for Barack Hussein Obama say the exact same thing. And why is that? Because Donald Trump came forward and said, you know what, no more Muslim migrants immigrants coming into America. No more. They need to be vetted. They need to be dealt with. This needs to stop now. Well, guess what? Everybody's on the attack, including the UN right now. So, folks, in a lot of ways, the Lord is using the ass to speak four things that your government is unwilling to do through Donald Trump. And I would see that he would probably take that as a compliment because I put myself in the same position. But what's interesting, folks, is right after CNN gave voice to the terrorist organization CARE concerning no more migrants coming into this country from Donald Trump, here we have the little puppet, Paul Ryan. He comes forward to condemn Donald Trump on no more Muslim refugees or migrants to come into America. Now, why would he do that? And interestingly enough, he said, this is not who we are, America. This is not who we are. Foreigners can come to America. Well, America, that's true. We're all must, but we're all ruled by the same law that God has bestowed upon us called the Mosaic Institution. Now, what I did is I did a little homework because I, again, wanted to lay it into the foundations of who we are. First, the biblical foundation, and then who we are constitutionally. We are an empire of laws, America, not opinions, not corrupt politicians that are paid by special interest groups like Ryan and Club. No, no, no. It doesn't matter what they say. Their opinions don't matter, folks. And you can trust these people no further than you can throw them. They just told on themselves if you can see the truth for what it is. Because, America, you need to understand that Islam was banned from the United States in 1952. But Obama, of course, doesn't want you to know that. Neither do his little players and minions, nor do they respect or uphold the United States Constitution. And hopefully at the half-hour mark, folks, what I'm going to be able to do is get to national suicide because nobody knows who Barack Hussein Obama is. We'll highlight him at the half-hour mark. But going forward, concerning constitutional law, did you know, America, that Islam was banned from the United States in 1952? The Immigration and National Act passed June 27, 1952, revised the laws relating to immigration and naturalization and nationality for the United States. The act, which became Public Law 414, established both the law and the intent of Congress regarding the immigration of aliens to the United States and remains effective today. But see, again, friends, if you don't know the difference, how are you to actually bring forth the resolve? Among the many issues it covers, one in particular found in Chapter 2, Section 212 in the enumerated laws of the Constitution, our constitutional republic, is the prohibition of entry to the United States if the alien belongs, the illegal immigrant, belongs to an organization seeking to overthrow the government of the United States by force, violence, or any other unconstitutional means. Keep in mind, folks, we're hearing from these supposed leaders coming from these imams, these illegal immigrants into the United States of America, that they are above American law. They're telling you exactly who they are and what they mean to do. This, by its very definition, friends, rules out Islamic immigration to the United States, but this law is being ignored by the White House and those that serve we the people. Islamic immigration to the United States would be prohibited under this law because of the Quran, Sharia law, and the Hadith all require complete submission to Islam, which is antithetical to the United States government, the Constitution, and the Republic. In other words, it stands in contrast as to who you are, America. All Muslims who attest that the Quran is their life's guiding principle subscribe to submission to Islam and its form of government. Now, the politically correct crowd would say that Islamists and the Islam nation cannot be prohibited from entering the United States because Islam is a religion. Whether it is a religion is immaterial because the law states that aliens who are affiliated with any organization that advocates the overthrow of a government, namely ours, are prohibited, friends. So we have constitutional law on our side, friends, to say, no, this is illegal. And it might do us well, friends, to actually learn from foreign countries that have been plundered by the Muslims to learn. Now they're tearing down, after the fact, the mosques in their country. Prevention is better than cure. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. 1-866-582-9933.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also call in over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. In 15 minutes, I'm going to get to national suicide concerning the President of the United States. Nobody knows who he is, friends. I started it yesterday. I'm going to finish it today. Getting back to what we're talking about here, friends, I just shared with you that CNN, we know that they don't tell the truth. And folks, people do need to understand that you have the law on your side concerning the state-controlled narrative. They don't have the right to lie. That is a violation of constitutional law in this country. It's also a violation premised on the presupposition that God is, who gave us government, called the Mosaic Institution. Thou shalt not lie. Exodus 20, it's the ninth commandment. And so we understand why CNN and the state-controlled narrative is there to support your enemies. Well, in just a couple minutes, I'm going to play a piece by Steve D. Kelly, former CIA, NSA contractor, to tell you otherwise. Eyewitnesses, starting with MSNBC, blurted the truth out in their confusion. And what they did is they called them three actors, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. And we all of a sudden, just for some reason, the whole narrative, because it didn't fit the truth, they changed it to two individuals, a man and a woman. I'm going to get to that in just a couple minutes. But friends, I want you to turn your radio up just a little bit. Board op, can you turn this up just a little bit for us? We're going to play this piece from MSNBC. I want you to hear for yourself what I heard. Go ahead, Sam.
MSNBC, here we go. Listen.
Area. Oh, that's an extremely deadly situation. Long guns at a conference area, just shooting innocent people. It's a miracle sometimes we just don't have more deaths in these things. This is an unbelievably horrible case. But it looks like the three actors have been caught. So So a day of bad news, there's one little tidbit of good news, and that's the three actors have been caught. So they...
The three actors.
That? He said it twice.
He said it twice. But folks, keep in mind, it came from three different news anchors that called them three actors. Why all of a sudden did we not hear about this? Why is it that we weren't told about the eyewitnesses that seen three white men in black uniforms that did the shooting? Why are we not told the truth, America? Why is the state-controlled narrative going along to get along? Because you need to understand that the CIA dictates these anchors. They're told what to do, how to do it, where to do it. They're told what to say. And you heard that directly from Amber Lyon, who used to work from CNN. She was, folks, she was released because she was telling the truth. And she was exposing the fact that CNN reports fake stories, along with MSNBC, friends, along with ABC, along with Fox. Fox News. These people aren't there to do their jobs. They're there to do their jobs according to special interests, just like the politicians that you complain about, America. These people are dangerous, and they mean what they say, and they're willing to use anybody as a patsy to get their crimes brought forth so they can disarm the American people, and that's what this is about. And I also want to let you know that these people are afraid, folks. This is a fact that you are going to catch on, and America is awakening to the fact of what's going on concerning corruption in government in record numbers. So they have to hurry up and jam this through before they start the revolution, which I've been telling you about for 3 years. This is crazy stuff happening, friends. Amber Lyon again said, CNN news anchor, she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Folks, they just told on themselves. They put the microphone up to the terror group in their mouths concerning CARE, condemning those that are saying no more radical Muslims in the United States of America. So let's take it to the next step here. Interestingly enough, we have Steve D. Kelly, former CIA NSA contractor, who had something that I believe that you need to hear, folks. And again, these are these situations where I say that I know I'm right, and I wish I could actually get on the air and say I was wrong. But I know when this stuff is flowing through me, I'm on to something, and without fail, the Lord provides. The Lord will bring all things to the light, because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And why is that? Because, folks, we serve a God that if a sparrow falls to the ground, he will take notice. We serve a God that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. We serve a God that beholds the good and the evil throughout the not just the United States, folks, but globally in all countries at the same time, because he is omnipresent. He is all places at all times. He is not going to do anything without first revealing them to his servants, the prophets. And why does he do that? Because he is faithful to warn the American people and other nations as to the things that are taking place. But he's also bidding his people and pleading with his people to actually take account that they are the ones responsible for how far things have fallen, not just again in the United States of America, but globally. Our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. But God is such an awesome God because he always warns. But folks, what I want to do is let's go over to Steve D. Kelly, former CIA NSA contractor, and let's listen to what he has to say, folks. I got a question for you. Who would know better than him?
Vince, shooting, false flag shooting, active shooter, whatever they call it, that took place in San Bernardino, California, which happens to be very close to me, is just one in a long string of false flag events that I'm afraid to say are not over. We will probably be seeing several more before the end of the year because of the events that are going on in the world, specifically with the NATO being implicated in the buying of the oil from ISIS and Daesh and other events. So when these things happen, they need to have a rapid response, which requires a false flag attack. This was very obvious that this was going to happen. The people that were on the scene and saw this happen also reported that three tall white men wearing black shirts, khaki pants, and tan combat boots were actually the shooters. these people, the description is almost exactly what the gentleman from Kraft International, the mercenary organization that was involved in so many other false flags, actually look like. This seems to be their standard uniform. The people that are being implicated or implicated, the couple, you know, the, first of all, if they were planning something, if they were radicalized, as is being said, then clearly the NSA, the FBI, were right on top of these people all the time. But rather than stopping them from doing something, they were nurtured to be used for this exact purpose. I do not suspect that these people had anything to do with the actual shooting. I suspect that these were patsies, no different than a Timothy McVeigh or any of these other people that have historically been used to implement these terrorist acts. If you look at the pictures of the people that were wounded, you can see that clearly their bullet wounds are not real. A .223 weapon or a bullet fired from an AR-15 is an extremely powerful weapon and would blow someone's arm off. It's not going to make a small hole. It certainly, if it did hit the woman in the arm, it would have gone through her entire body. So clearly this is a very, very dirty false flag. Obviously the United States is getting very, very desperate. The government here is very desperate. They need to do something immediately to disarm the United States prior to a revolution, because the people here are waking up very fast and they are ready to shut down this evil empire, and this needs to happen very soon.
Well, folks, it's one of those, again... and I really can't stand when I hear people say, I tried to tell you. No, I don't want to act like I knew exactly what was coming down, which I do in some cases. But in these particular talking points that this individual is actually bringing forth are exactly what we have been talking about. It's exactly what we were talking about yesterday. Exactly. See, folks, you have a corrupt system that is desperate to disarm you. And that's what this is all about. Folks, why is this happening? Well, I can tell you why this is happening, because, folks, now this is where I know I'm exactly right on the money. It's the sure word of prophecy. It's the written word. The word of the Lord endureth forever. I know that I'm right when I'm saying this. In 2 Thessalonians 2:7, it says, "For the mystery of lawlessness does already work." Why? "Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." Why is the mystery of lawlessness at work, folks? The love of many will wax cold when what? The love of many will wax cold because of the workers of lawlessness. There's no love for one another. Nobody's looking out for each other, which is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Nobody's looking out for anybody but themselves in this country. And that is a state of lawlessness, and that is a nation that is under God's perfect judgment. 2 Thessalonians 2:8, it says, "And then shall the wicked be revealed," that's what's happening, "whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." And then it tells us, "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders." And why? Well, because Scripture tells us, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish." Why? "Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved." Folks, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A little strange. I want you to just think about this real quick, because I know, again, truth is stranger than fiction to some people. But doesn't anybody think it was a little strange that right after the shooting, the president was asking for the people to give up their rights concerning Article 2 of the Bill of Rights? I mean, did anybody think that was a little weird, a little telling concerning this transparent administration? Oh, it totally was. Didn't anybody think it was a little weird knowing that Biden, that whack job, slimy, devilish politician known as the Vice President of the United States of America, which is true, folks, which is true. The pith and marrow of that man is nothing but a snake. Didn't you think it was a little weird that he's taking shots at Russia right now? Remember how I told you to beware of Russia and China because they're trying to create revolution within, which they are? Anybody seeing the pieces of this puzzle come together? If people would open their eyes, like the snake on the Gadsden flag, you know, their eyes are never shut, our eyes are always open. You know, that's who we are. That's the spirit of our forefathers concerning tyranny and government, because they broke themselves off from a tyrant across the pond named Tyrant King George. Remember that guy? Well, if we kept our eyes open all the time, folks, this wouldn't have gotten a half an inch. We'd have dealt with these people a long time ago. But the fact of the matter is they're trying to create a war to make sense to you, so when they act in response like Adolf Hitler did when he would attack his own Reichstag and then blame his political oppositions, that's exactly what they're trying to do here. So when something goes bad, America is going to stand up and say, we need help from the government. We need help from the government. This government, America, is not American government. And to prove my point, going back to what we were just talking about, it's interesting because I posted on Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, a picture. It's actually film. It's a minute and 40 seconds long. But it's a picture. It's played out in Dearborn, Michigan, just this last Saturday. And it's a minute and 40 seconds of film in Dearborn as to what the press is not telling you or showing you. And folks, I posted it, and it's what's interesting about it, I've already gotten hundreds and hundreds of responses on this video. But what's interesting is most people aren't paying attention, because what I wrote is, I said, and yet stadiums across the United States of America are filled with Americans cheering on a bunch of grown men with tights fighting over a pig ball. Folks, Dearborn, Michigan is not America. You need to look at this video so you can understand what's really going on under your noses. This administration opens the borders to these people, violating constitutional law, committing the act of treason because he's encouraged to do so. And without further ado, folks, you need to look at the video so it's not like I'm embellishing the things that I'm trying to convey to you right now. You need to see the video. This is not America. And folks, what are they doing? They are upending American Constitution. They are they're upending your sovereignty. And they're not asking for permission to do so, folks. You know, I had one guy saying, of course, I hear this from the conservatives, the worthless, it's a lack of conservatism, but a worthless individual who just said, you know, these people don't abide by the law. I said, that's why you need to understand that you are the law. And until you understand that you are the law, nothing's going to change. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said? He said, bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican only then and when the will of the majority ceases to be the law under God. You are the law, America. Don't complain about what you tolerate. Enforce the law. The law is on your side. And I don't care what any communist totalitarian group comes in and tries to get you to capitulate from. The law is on your side. And until you understand that, nothing's going to change. You need to enforce the law because you are the law. America is committing national suicide by tolerating the individual to drive this country to destruction. It's national suicide. Hey, folks, there's nothing about this administration that's true except the information that exposes this administration as the fraud that they are. And it should interest the people of this country that the media will go off of information that is premised on mere speculation and hearsay, only to exhaust the topic and speak of it as if it were the truth when there's no truth involved in the conversation. But on the other hand, they will speak of a topic with information which is premised on truth and fact as if it's fictitious as or conspiratorial premised. It's also interesting to note that people, without question, will get up onto an airplane only to ascend up to a staggering 35,000 feet without asking to see the credentials of the pilot that's to take them to their desired destination. Or what about those that serve your food when you go into a restaurant? Did you go back? Did you see where that food came from? Did you see who handled your food? Did you see who actually made your food to serve up to you? Did you see him do it? Did you see him prepare the meal? No, but you eat the food without questioning those that have actually given it to you. And yet when the Lord warns his people, they act as if it's irrelevant and act out in such a way as to suggest that it doesn't apply here, yet not knowing that God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23, verse 19. Do you see the contrast here, friends? The contrast is that the President of the United States, there's no truth in him, yet they allow him to destroy at will, saying they know that he's lying, but they allow him to do it anyways. Then when someone comes about and tells the American people exactly what's happening, they look at him as suspect for telling them the truth. And it amazes me what the American people will do outside of the grace of God. What it is that they'll tolerate and even accept as truth, even when they say, like I just said, that they don't believe what's being told to them. Folks, this is the blind leading the blind. And Americans wonder why the country's in a ditch? Really? Read Matthew 15:14. So therefore, let me speak to them that have eyes and see not. Let me speak to them that have ears but hear not. Jeremiah 5:21. I want you to take a look at what Americans have put up with over the last 7 years in this country concerning this administration with no verifiable records or substantive documentation of him being an American citizen whatsoever. Read Deuteronomy 28:36. I found it worthy to lay to the feet of the listener concerning that which was recently posted in the face of this transparent administration for you to ponder. Matthew 10:26. So I'll leave it in its original post. This individual wrote, it will be interesting to see what they put in his presidential library about his earlier years when he was out of office. In a country where we take notice of many, many facets of our public figures' lives, doesn't it seem odd, he put the question to the reader, that there's so little that we know about the current president, Barry Satoru, or his Muslim name, Barack Hussein Obama? For example, we know that Andrew Jackson's wife smoked a corncob pipe. We know that Abe Lincoln never went to school. We know that George Washington graduated the eighth grade. That was all the further he went in school. We know that Jack Kennedy wore a back brace. We also understand that Harry Truman played the piano. And as Americans, we enjoy knowing details about our newsmakers, but none of us know one single humanizing fact about the history of the man in the White House. We are all aware of the lack of contestable birth records for Obama. That document managing has been spectacularly successful. There are, however, several additional oddities in Obama's history that appear to be as well managed as the birthing issue. For example, one of the other interesting things is there are no birth certificates of his daughters that can be found. Everything about this individual is fraud, America. It's interesting to know that no one who's ever dated Barack Hussein Obama, whatever his name might be, the charisma that caused women to be drawn to him so strongly during his campaign, certainly would in the normal course of events lead some lady to come forward if only to garner some attention for herself. But we haven't seen that. We all know about John F. Kennedy's magnetism. We all know that McCain... Songbird McCain himself was no monk in quite a few details about Palin's courtship and even her athletic prowess. We know of Joe Biden's aneurysms because they're no secret. Everybody knows that. Well, look at crook and criminal himself, Mr. Cheney and Bill Clinton. We all know about their heart problems. Why is it that we know about this? Certainly, while Bill Clinton's exploits and his exploits before and during his White House years were well known, everybody knows that he's an adulterer. And folks, keep in mind that if those at the top are not faithful to God, rest assured they will not be faithful to you. You know, it's also interesting to note that not one lady, going back to this, not one lady has stepped up and said he was so shy about Barack Hussein Obama, or what a great dancer. It's virtually impossible to know anything about this fellow, said this individual. Who was the best man at his wedding? Nobody knows. Start there. Then check the groomsmen. What of college? Get the footage of the graduation ceremony. Has anyone talked to the professors? It is odd that no one is bragging that they knew him, Barack Hussein Obama, or taught him, or even lived with him. Hey, America, when did he meet Michelle and how? Where are the photos? Every president gives to the public all their photos, etc., for the library, etc. What's been released? Nothing, because there is nothing. We're going to come back, folks. We're talking about national suicide to a country that could care a less. Or, and if you do, then we need to stand up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out
completely. We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about national suicide. And the way to commit national suicide is to just let this administration continuously destroy. Nobody knows who he is, friends. There's nothing about this man that is true except the information that exposes him as the fraud that he is. Every step of the way. Every step of the way. There's nothing that you're told about this individual that is true outside of what you can see. Now, I'm not telling you to walk by sight, not by faith. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying, folks, open up your eyes. To those that have eyes, you can see what's in front of your face. Right before the break, folks, we asked the question, when did Barack meet Michelle and how? Where are the photos? Because we know that every president gives to the public all of their photos, but there's none to give for their library, but there's none to give. What has he released? He's released nothing. Folks, he's sealed his records. The president of the United States of America, the most transparent administration in the history of America, which is true with spiritual eyes every step of the way. The most transparent administration in the history of America, friends, seals his records. I told you since day one, everything this criminal does, look the other direction. Isaiah 5. Reading that which was posted, what holds to the American people, what they must ponder and look directly into their face, and respond with. Truth demands a response, folks. You're getting truth right now, and truth will demand a response. God is going to get your attention one way or another. Hey, folks, who voted for Barack Hussein Obama to be the man of the year? The effeminate man of the year in 2010. Does this make you wonder, folks? That's all bought and paid for. You ever wonder why no one ever came forward from President Obama's past saying they knew him? Isn't that kind of bizarre? How come nobody ever came forward who attended school with him? Who's the folks? Who are his friends? No one has come forward from the past. Folks, this individual said it's certainly very, very strange. This should be a cause for great concern. To those who voted for him, you may have elected an unqualified, inexperienced shadow man. Folks, he has never successfully ran a candy store, yet Americans stand down and allow him to destroy their country. Wow, the joke is on America. Anybody ever seen the movie named The Manchurian Candidate? Or Manchurian, however you want to pronounce it? As insignificant as each of us might be, someone with whom we went to school will remember our name or face. Someone will remember we were the clown, the dork, the brain, or the quiet one, or the bully, or something about us. Matter of fact, George Stephanopoulos, the operative himself of ABC News, said the same thing during the 2008 campaign. He questions why no one has acknowledged the president was in his or her classroom or ate in the same cafeteria or made impromptu speeches on campus. Stephanopoulos also was a classmate of Barack Hussein Obama at Columbia, the class of 1984. He said that he never had one single class with them. That's interesting. He's such a great orator, we're told. Why doesn't anyone in Obama's college class remember who he is? Why won't he allow Columbia to release his records? Because it's not going to matter once they're in total control. You see how that works? Nobody remembers Obama at Columbia University because, friends, he was never there. Looking for evidence of Obama's past? Check this out. A journalist from Fox News contacted over 400 Columbia University students from the period when Obama claims to have been there, but not one individual remembered Barack Hussein Obama. This is what you've been allowing to destroy your country, America. Wayne Allen Root was, like Obama, a political science major at Columbia who also graduated in 1983, we're told. In 2008, Root says of Obama, "I don't know a single person at Columbia that knew him, and they all know me. I don't have a classmate who ever knew Barack Hussein Obama at Columbia, ever, period." Nobody recalls him, Root said. Root adds that he was also, like Obama, class of 83, political science, and says, "You don't get more exact or closer than that. Never met him in my life. Don't know anyone who has ever met Barack Hussein Obama." This is how you commit national suicide, friends. Not one person remembers him. At the class reunion, our 20th reunion, said Root, 5 years ago, who was asked to be the speaker of the class? Me. No one ever heard of Barack. And 5 years ago, nobody even knew who Barack Hussein Obama was, saith Root. The guy who writes the class notes, who's kind of the, as we in New York, the maca, who knows everybody, has yet to find a person, a human, who has ever met Barack Hussein Obama. This is how you commit national suicide. Obama's photograph does not appear in the school's yearbook, and Obama's consistently declined requests to talk about his years at Columbia, provide school records, or provide the name of any former classmates or friends while at Columbia. This is the one destroying your country, because America, for the most part, you could care less. I've said so often in the past, friends, you want someone else to do the job? Well, let me tell you, the person and the people doing the job are not the people you want doing the job. Some other interesting questions is, why is Obama's license inactivated in 2002? It is said that there's no record of him ever taking the bar exam. Of course. Folks, he's a constitutional scholar, he boasts of himself. Folks, we're not a democracy. It shows you he stands in contradiction of who we are. Do you remember he got off a 57-state tour, friends? We have 50 states in our country. He's not American. He's not one of us, America. And if you read Deuteronomy 17, it tells us not to allow anybody to lead the nation that's not one of your own. Under judgment, it says that in Deuteronomy verse 36, it tells us that a king will be appointed over you to bring you to a nation that neither you nor your fathers know. That's exactly what's happening. Why was Michelle Obama's law license inactivated by court order? We understand that was forced to avoid fraud charges, just like the Clintons. And it's circulating that according to the U.S. Census, there is only one Barack Obama, but 27 Social Security numbers and over 80 allies connected to him. Aliases, I'm sorry, forgive me. The Social Security number he now uses originated in Connecticut, where he's reported to have never lived and was originally registered to another man, Thomas Lewis Wood, from Connecticut, who died in Hawaii while on vacation there. As well as all know, Social Security numbers are only issued once. They are not reused. But why does he have a reused number? 27 to 40 different Social Security numbers. This is the man that America rushes to listen to after the shooting in California, who means to strip you of everything that you are. He means to strip you of the rights that hundreds of thousands in your families, America, have fought, bled, and died to give you. And folks, over and over again, I continuously pound on this one nail. Isaiah 26, verse 9, tells us that the inhabitants of the earth will learn righteousness through judgment. Folks, justice is the guardian of liberty, and yet it seems America does not understand the concept of what it takes to preserve her blood-bought freedoms. Read Proverbs 28, verse 5. Evil men understand not judgment. But Amos 5:24 tells us, but let judgment run down as waters and righteousness a mighty stream. And I say, and that upon the heads of the wicked. For if Americans fail to understand to bring about lawful judgment upon the heads of the wicked, it will befall upon the heads of the righteous. And there is no lukewarm place to stand. Revelations 3:16. No in-betweenites, friends. And it cannot be said that your ruin is denied by God when your remedy is revealed by God. He bids you to take the way in which he appoints, and if you reject it, you must die. Your death is suicide. Be it deliberate, accidental, or through error of judgment on your part. America, I end with this. You are loved, America, by the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are loved. He is a merciful God to send forth people to warn you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You are loved, America. But you've also been warned. And I want to tell you why you've been warned. Because you are loved. Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel 33. So, if you refuse, I wash my hands, your blood be upon your own heads. America, you are loved. But again, keep in mind, you were warned by God and his servants for the very purpose that you are loved. Now it's up to you to respond. If you do nothing, it's national suicide. And I, for one, along with millions and millions and millions and millions of people, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people across this country, have had it with this criminal administration. And it's time to stand up and understand that justice is the guardian of liberty, but you first must know the law. Read your founding documents. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results.
health. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.